It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. First, if you're a frequent or even occasional viewer of Fox News, you're probably familiar with this type of commercial.
You invested in the stock market? In our world of fake news, here's what they're not telling you. Gold has outperformed the Dow for the past 17 years. That's the real news. Numbers don't lie. In the year 2000, if you invested $100,000 in the Dow, it would be worth about $197,000 today. But had you diversified just 20% of that into gold, your investment would be worth $248,000, 26% more. Call Lear Capital, the leader in precious metals investing with over 20 years' experience and $2 billion in trusted transactions.
According to an analysis by the Washington Post, ads like this one from Los Angeles-based Lear Capital are a mainstay on not just Fox News, but also Newsmax, as well as podcasts featuring Republican Senator Ted Cruz from Texas and Rudy Giuliani. They didn't find any similar ads appearing on mainstream or left-leaning media. Lear is just one of many companies that target older viewers with pitches to invest retirement savings in their unique gold coins. But the investigation found that would-be investors paid high premiums for the products, in some cases leading to big losses in their retirements. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you encountered those advertisements before? Where did you see them? Did they inspire you to invest in gold and these kind of gold coins in particular? Do you have a relative who paid attention to these ads and invested money for better or worse? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Jeremy Merrill is a data reporter for The Washington Post focusing on technology. His new piece he co-authored for The Post is called How Right-Wing News Powers the Gold IRA Industry. Jeremy, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, Rob, thanks for having me on.
What led you to dig into this story of these gold coins advertised so heavily on certain media outlets?
That's a great question. This actually started several years ago. As was mentioned, I focus on technology primarily, and I was looking at political ads on Facebook. You ordinarily expect to see politicians asking you for donations. You expect to see outside groups saying, hey, you should change your views on this issue. You expect to see people selling merchandise. And then I was just really puzzled to see ads on Facebook targeting people who were 59 years old or older, and targeting people specifically who were politically conservative, people who were Republicans, people who were fans of Sean Hannity, that sort of thing. With ads, you know, they didn't have the name of a company. It was just saying, hey, join this webinar to learn how to protect your retirement from the Democrats' coming retirement kill switch, or something sort of overheated like that. It just sort of stuck in my craw. Like, what is this? It was confusing. I went down the rabbit hole and found this company called Metals.com. Around the time we were looking into them, so were regulatory officials in a bunch of states saying their investors had been allegedly defrauded. They had put in hundreds of thousands of dollars and gotten gold and silver coins that were worth a lot less.
Let's talk
after
about
we did a story on that in 2019. Mm-hmm. I started getting emails and phone calls from people saying, hey, it's not just that one company. This is a whole industry.
And let's talk, Jeremy, about how this industry works. Now, when people talk about investing in gold, they might be buying, you know, gold futures where they never actually handle a piece of metal on their own. That's not the case with these so-called gold IRA companies. If I decide, hey, this advertisement sounds boffo, I want to invest, what happens? What do I get?
That's exactly right. Think about sort of ordinary choices might be to invest in stocks or bonds or mutual funds. If you're really into gold and silver, you can buy mining stocks or gold futures. Those are all options. You've also separately got people who are investing, so to speak, by collecting rare coins that really do have some historical value that they think, you know, someone's going to want this 1897, whatever. But what they're buying there is something that has some collectible value. That's not what we're talking about here. With the gold IRA industry, most of these companies are selling what are called bullion coins, which means the coins get their value from being made out of gold or being made out of silver. And they don't have any sort of special historical value. In many cases, they happen to be made by the government of Canada, of all places, which sells bullion coins that are well known, called maple leafs, as well as some weirder ones that have polar bears or other sort of Canadian wildlife on them.
And you
talk...
I want to get a case of like where this can go wrong. You talked to a guy named Ed DeSanto, 65-year-old. You describe him as a semi-retired Florida medical coder, identifies as politically conservative. He puts $100,000 into gold and silver in these coins. How much value in gold and silver did he end up getting?
What he ended up getting in terms of the weight of gold and silver he got was worth only $52,000. Which is a big loss. You know, he invested in 2019, which turns out to have been, you know, if you had the power of hindsight, actually a pretty good time to buy gold and silver because the prices have gone up since then. Mm-hmm. You know, the price of gold and silver, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down, much like any other anything else that you could invest in. But relative to 2019, the prices are higher now than they were then. But for his $100,000 investment, he cashed out a lot of it this spring. He still lost money, despite the fact that the market had gone up more than 30%. And that's in large part due to the commissions that he was charged by American Hartford Gold Group, the company that he invested with.
Talking to Jeremy Merrill with the Washington Post about his reporting on what's called the gold IRA industry. They advertise heavily on more conservative media, in some cases direct email and phone. You can join in by phone at 800-642-1234, or you can email ideas@wpr.org. We won't buy your gold, but we want to hear your stories. Tom joins us in Oxford. Tom, hi.
Well, good afternoon. I'm actually not selling my gold. but I have a little of advice on these companies. The first is, if they're trying to sell you an IRA, keep in mind, you do not take physical possession of the gold. They are storing it for you in a vault someplace far away. And frankly, do you even know that they put the gold in the vault? It is stay away in capital letters. If you want to invest in physical gold, the best move you can make is to visit a city with a United States mint. West Point, New York, Washington, D.C., for the headquarters building, Philadelphia, Denver, San Francisco. You can buy gold bullion coins literally at minimal markup. You know, they put it in a velvet case. And there's also no tax because you're buying it at a federal facility. And the coins that they want to sell you, they may be rare, but they're very often graded coins by a third party that have done their examination. It's a PCGS and NGC, but ultimately you're buying a coin in a sealed plastic slab.
Tom, I got you. Gave us a lot to talk about there. First of all, Jeremy, I was a little confused about this. They call it gold IRAs, but a lot of these companies actually do provide you. You do end up with these coins, and I had thought, like Tom did, that if we're calling an IRA, they'd be storing gold somewhere for you. Are both of these things happening?
In many of these cases, the gold is stored at a third-party depository, basically a bank. And so, you know, in many cases, you know, and in the cases of the companies that we discuss in my article, the gold and silver, they really do exist. And there's just this question over whether the customers really understood what they were getting. You know, the companies say their disclosure practices are all totally legal. The customers say they were shocked when they figured out what they had actually gotten. But there have been, as the caller noted, some instances, you know, including in the past year And, you know, going back probably as far back as, you know, ancient Babylonia, of cases where people thought they were buying gold and it didn't really exist. It wasn't really in the vault. So there's all sorts of shenanigans that can take place. But in this case, yeah, a lot of people are using this, you know, totally legal, but kind of obscure practice to invest from their retirement savings in these products.
And Tom also mentioned, you know, if you really want to have gold coins in your possession, there are ways, or gold in whatever form, there are ways to buy it. And you have a follow-up piece with advice for experts. There are ways to buy it without these massive markups?
Right. You know, don't go out there and think that I'm saying you ought to do this or that you ought not do this. You just ought to be careful if you've already decided, hey, that's a good idea. A lot of financial advisors say investing in gold and silver is a terrible idea. Some say it's an okay idea, or even a good idea, as long as you limit it to a pretty small slice of your portfolio. But what I think everybody agrees on is that you want to minimize the amount of money that you pay to some salesman on the phone and maximize the amount of money that you spend on actual gold or silver. Maximize the amount of money you spend on the thing that you want and minimize the transaction costs. There are certainly reputable online dealers and reputable local coin stores where people can sort of minimize the amount of markup, or it's also called spread or premium, that they pay, which of course maximizes the amount of money you get worth of gold and silver.
Tom, thanks again for that call. We're talking to Jeremy Merrill, data reporter for the Washington Post, looking at a recent analysis he did looking at gold investment advertising on especially conservative media sources, as well as Facebook and elsewhere. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you encountered this, either the ads, maybe a hard sell email, or even phone call or a series of phone calls? Do you have questions about how this all works? Join in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our conversation with Jeremy Merrill with the Washington Post, looking at so-called gold IRA companies that pitch unique gold coins as a retirement investment vehicle, often featuring very high markups for the precious metal, gold or silver in some cases, that you actually get. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, questions, or stories. Back to your calls now. Randy is with us in Madison. Randy, hi.
Good afternoon. I've learned a couple things from some recent public broadcasting pieces, PBS and NPR. And the big takeaways for me were that, as you mentioned, if you see one of those commercials, you're watching a conservative station, and you won't find them on regular ones. The other is that pretty much the standard commission fee is one third, and a lot of people, when they get when these sellers get their hands around them, so to speak, they will divert their attention from that, and these guys will buy that, not even knowing that they're losing a third there.
Randy, thanks a lot for the call. And Jeremy, you reached out to some of these companies to ask about that, you know, the transparency of these fees, whether the buyers really know what they're getting into. What kind of things did you hear or not hear, as the case may be?
Yeah, Randy's exactly right that a lot of the companies, they'll say somewhere in their transaction agreements that people sign, sometimes they're more transparent about it, sometimes it's less, depends on the company, that they're going to charge 33% or 35%. Sometimes it just says up to 35% without actually saying the exact amount that you're being charged. The companies tend to say that their disclosures are legally adequate, that this is what they're required to do, and they do it. This has come into some question as regulators from almost every state and two federal regulatory authorities have sued five or so of these gold IRA companies, all based around Los Angeles, and said that, you know, those disclosures aren't adequate. because the customers are confused. And in some cases, that they're actually charging far more than that one third. One company is was alleged to have charged more than 200% as a markup for some of their coins, which is really quite a bit if you're thinking about what you'd get if you were investing your retirement savings.
Thanks a lot for that call. Patrick joins us now in Madison. Patrick, hi.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What'd you want to bring up, Patrick?
So there are two things I want to bring up. The first is I'm only 23, but I've been a lifelong numismatist, and seeing scams relate to coins is not at all surprising to me. You don't have to shake a stick very far online to find coins that are worth $20, $30 being sold for $80. So this, it being gold, is just the special thing, I guess. The other thing is that I'm not surprised that it's being marketed towards right-leaning people. There are a lot of people who are interested in precious metals who also are, shall we say, conspiratorially minded, that believe that the Federal Reserve is some sort of ploy to financially enslave the American people or something like that. So seeing that advertised more to more conservative-leaning people isn't a big surprise to me either.
Patrick, thanks for that call. And Jeremy, you point out that often when we go back like to the Glenn Beck show and things like that, you might have a feature on the show about how the economy was about to collapse, you better get gold, and then a gold ad right after that.
That's exactly right. You know, this the linkage between the political right wing and the idea of gold as offering a particular kind of security goes back decades, if not centuries. But it's a linkage that is especially strong today. You'll see, as we talk about in the piece, if you watch a Trump rally on Newsmax, sometimes half the screen while Trump is talking is taken up with an ad for American Hartford Gold, which is one of these companies. A lot of the email news alerts you get from Newsmax are, again, ads for gold IRA companies that are politically themed. The ads aren't saying, hey, you should buy our gold. It's got the pricing is good. It says, for instance, this is Biden and Yellen's secret plan to steal your hard-earned money and bail out their Wall Street buddies, was another ad. When we asked Hartford Gold about where they advertise, they say they advertise where it where they believe it will create the most value.
Thanks a lot for that call. Carl is with us next in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Carl, hi.
Hi, I had started a gold IRA in 2011. And anyway, the fees increased every year. And at age 59, I was able to withdraw. So it was the Canadian gold pieces, but I had a 100-ounce bar of silver, unstamped and unmarked. And it was out of this outfit called Swiss America in Phoenix.
Hey, Carl, were you able to do something with that unmarked silver? Were you able to convert that into money to buy goods and services?
It's not stamped. It's not certified.
Interesting. Carl, thanks a lot for the call. Jeremy, have you run into any stories like that?
I've heard of that company. I don't know a ton about them. If you want to send me an email, I'll happily hear more about it to the caller. But, you know, this is an industry that has existed for quite a long time. What we wrote about may sort of be the most recent iteration. As you mentioned earlier, there was a blow up about this in around 2011. On the one side, you had Representative Anthony Weiner, who was sort of making political hay about Glenn Beck, who was then a Fox News broadcaster, who had really close ties to a company called Goldline. Goldline's still in business, but they were charged with a variety of sort of misdeeds related to people buying gold back then in 2011. The case settled without them admitting any sort of wrongdoing. They said their business practices were fully transparent. But a lot of their employees soon went elsewhere. And many of them founded the companies that still exist today, including Hartford Gold that we've talked about a lot here, and Metals.com, the company I mentioned at the top of the hour, who advertised on Facebook. That company was raided by the FBI in 2020 and is no longer in business.
Thanks a lot for sharing that experience, Carl. In our last minute, Jeremy, as I mentioned, you had a follow-up piece where you talked to people, some experts, about advice. One thing that seemed to be consistent from experts is, you know, if somebody's pressuring you on the phone to buy these things, if somebody's using scare tactics, that's a sign to take a closer look and back away. Can you give a sense of the sort of things that experts told you about these things? With the disclaimer, as you mentioned earlier, neither you nor I are investment advisors.
Right. I mean, that's the first thing to do is to make sure that this is the choice you want to be making. Don't fall for someone's marketing as far as what you ought to be doing with your investment, because it's your retirement savings. That's really important. You're depending on that. This is some of the best advice I heard was actually from Leslie Van Buskirk, who is the administrator of the Division of Securities there in Wisconsin at the Department of Financial Institutions. She was pointing out that every dealer charges some sort of markup because they have to pay their rent. Some of the, you know, reputable dealers charge a relatively small markup. It's far, far, far higher than you're going to see on stocks and bonds in general. But it's much smaller than some of these gold IRA companies have allegedly charged. And so what you need to do is figure out, for whatever that someone is proposing to sell you, how much you could sell it for to someone else. Not how much the salesman says he might buy it back for later, but how much you could sell it for tomorrow at a local coin store in the town, you know, two towns away down the freeway, in case you needed to cash out, because that's how much it's actually worth.
Jeremy, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Yep, thanks for having me.
That's Jeremy Merrill, data reporter at the Washington Post. We talked to him today about targeted gold investment advertising on multiple forms of conservative media and on Facebook. We've got a link to his reporting at wpr.org/centraltime. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network.